firelight, make pictures of a life that used to be. For a moment I'm back there, in that same old rocking chair. You look across me.
On AM, FM, and shortwave, this is Music for Young Europe on Radio North Sea International.
Time is time, and R&I is now precisely 10 o'clock.
Radio North Sea International.
And as manufacturing fades away into the distance, it brings me into my final program from Radio North Sea International, me, of course, being Brian McKenzie. Thank you, Robin, for the past hour of music, and Robin will be back for a little while between 11 and 12. But from Brian McKenzie at the moment, good evening, and I hope you can stay with us all the way through until midnight. In fact, you better. If not, we're going to sort you out. Between now and 11 o'clock, I'm going to play some of my favourite music and some of the singles and tracks that mean a lot, just like this from the Moody Blues.
Slowly the candle of life.
Incredible music, isn't it, from the Moody Blues, and that's Candle of Life, and a number that in lots of ways I associate with my stay on Radio North Sea International, going back to the days when I was on from midnight until 3 a.m, and I used to play that particular number quite a lot, and dedicate it sometimes to the people who are feeling lonely and living in bedsits, so consequently it's always got a special place in my memory, and always will, I suppose, as well. Plus the fact, it's got to be a beautiful piece of music, which it's all about. Well, it's really very, very hard at times. I have envisaged doing a last show for a long, long time, but when it actually comes down to it, sometimes you're a little bit lost for words because there's so much you want to say and so much that really you can't think of to say, and then afterwards you may think, oh, I wish I'd said this or said that. But really, it's just me talking to you and playing some music, and I hope you'll enjoy it. And more memories, really, as far as music is concerned, with the next number, which is coming up. And when I first arrived in Holland, along with Rob Eden, to join Radio North Sea in 1971, in October, I believe it was October the 23rd, on the 22nd, I arrived in Holland, and we were at a club, and we were having a drink, and the next number was being played to death, and then also at the same time our station was playing it a lot, Radio North Sea International's Dutch service, and I fell in love with the number, and I almost associate it with my first ever venture into Holland, and it's always have a very, very special place in, as far as memories go for me, and I hope you like it as well. It's the Cats and One Way Wind.
Memories come
flooding back, I tell you, with that one. The Cats and One Way Wind. It's 11 minutes after the hour off 10 o'clock, and you're with Brian McKenzie right through until 11, with my final hour from Radio North Sea International, with maybe about 10 minutes or so, or really 20 minutes. Dawn and I have got up until midnight between 11 and 12. But I think that one I shall dedicate to a couple of people who looked after me when I was in Holland, because I was living in a place called Amersfoort for a year and a half, and that's Hank and Bea Chalmer, and also Bea's mother. And I just thank you for everything, because it was super, and I was part of the family, and that made so much, because at one time I was living in hotels, which could be a very, very boring and a little bit lonely at times, and then I started, moving in and staying at Amersfoort all the time, and it really was super, and I spent a very, very enjoyable time in Holland. I got to know the people a little bit more, and believe it or not, learned a language better than what it was before that, which was pretty poor, believe you me. I'm not saying it's great now, but at least I can understand and sometimes converse in Dutch. So, Hank and Bea, that I hope you enjoyed, because I think you'll be listening in at the moment, huh? Another gorgeous piece of music, which really doesn't have a memory regarding the station, I just think it's superb. Tom Rush and Starlight.
Like starlight on dark water, my love brought life to me. Now I am dying wanting her, and she is loving, living free. And Jesus, feels cold, the wind doesn't mind. I can't find my star, and my fire has died. The sun, she dies so quietly, so sure of resurrection, and I am dying in street, crying for connection. And Jesus, you got to help me this time. Sweet Savior, I'll cry till I'm tired, too weary to weep, too crazy to sleep. The hours and the cold are the company I keep. The waves roll in on Sunday's dawn, and Sunday's child is smiling. The waves roll out without a word, and Sunday's sun is dying. Jesus, come and take me home to when my love was shining. Jesus, won't you let me live? Jesus, where there's starlight. Starlight on dark water, my love brought life to me. Now I am dying wanting her, and she is loving, living free. And Jesus, you got to help me this time. Jesus, you got to help me this time.
in. I love you.
The scene is the quaint country house of Lord Danvers, somewhere in Suffolk. Hermione and Rodney are house guests for the weekend. They meet on the veranda.
Well, Rodney, I've just had the most spiffing game of tennis with Lord Danvers.
Oh, you seem to care a lot about him.
Well, he's such a nice chap. And I find these newfangled contraptions of his absolutely super.
Yes, I saw you both listening to the new wireless box.
Oh, Rodders, I do believe you're jealous. We were only listening to Brian McKenzie on Radio North Sea International. That was all.
Oh, Hermione.
Oh, Rodney.
Brian McKenzie on R&I is absolutely spiffing.
That's an old in. That's the last time that I shall ever be playing that on Radio North Sea International. But it's another little bit of memory for me, and I hope you enjoyed it as well. Although I've been playing it quite a few times recently as well. But still, it's lots and lots of memories, and that's what I'm into.
Your baby doesn't love you anymore. Golden days before they end, whisper secrets to the wind.
In some ways it's rather appropriate. It's over because this is my very, very last radio show. After this, it's all finito, finished as far as I'm concerned, although Radio North Sea International will be continuing under the name of Radio Nova International, and all the other guys will be sticking around for that. But for me, well, this is totally my last program. And, well, I'm just sitting here and lots of memories going through my head as I'm playing the music. I start thinking back on all the things that have happened, and there's just so much. There's been good times, with lots and lots of fun. There's been also times when we've been a little bit nervous and rough weather and anchor breaks and what else have you, which I've been through. But for the life of me, I wouldn't change it for anything, because it's been 3 years, just about anyway, that are going to be very, very special to me for the rest of my life. I've had a great time, and really, it just means so much. One can't say, put into words, your exact feelings. But really, when also a disc jockey starts in a radio station, something he always looks forward to receiving is mail. And for the first couple of weeks, until people, the normal listeners, get into actually what you're doing and to get to know you as a person, you only get a few letters, and then it builds up and builds up. But when I joined, I was in the same position. But there's a gang of people, and I may forget some of the names. If I do, my sincere apologies. but I know a lot of them I've got down written in front of me anyway, that really bucked me up and wrote straight away, and it always means so much, really, and I shall treasure the thoughts of you for a long, long time to come, believe you me. And people like Robert and Peggy, that's Robert Tidmarsh and Peggy Sheldrake, who flood us with mail from the very beginning. Dorothy Stigwood, who was superb and sent many beautiful presents as well. So, Dorothy, you are someone special, and I shall remember your name, definitely, in the years to come. Also, Elaine Spence, who has been another regular listener, writing many, many nice letters and cheering me up sometimes when I was down as well, and making me laugh. All the people over in Magherfelt, who were very, very loyal to my programs, and also, in fact, to the station in general, which is nice. Also, cool. And Robin Harvey, another couple of super people I've had the pleasure of meeting. Up in Glasgow, a guy who wrote too many controversial letters to me and also gave me a lot of laughs, Gordon C. Dunlop. Gordon, thank you. And, well, there's many, many more. I shall think of some other names as I go along and give you a mention as well. So don't think I've forgotten you totally. I'm just trying to get my senses all together and remember names and what else have you. But for everyone concerned, I hope you like this one from the Supremes. Someday we'll be together. Someday we'll be together, going out for the bunch of people I mentioned, and just a few more I've jotted down in front of me. There's Becky Bergman over in Holland, also Maureen Windeveld from Holland, Lois van Dijk, again from Holland, who have been regular writers, and really I've appreciated it so much. And over to England, Maureen Ann Daly, and a guy that, well, in some ways helped me out quite a lot with letters of support and what else have you from the very beginning. He's also a very, very good friend. That's Buster Pearson in Benfleet in Essex. So Buster, good evening to you. And, well, I hope you're keeping nice and well, and, well, happy as well. That's the main thing, of course. If you're not happy, oh, boy.
Radio Nordsee makes you happy.
Brian the Killed McKenzie has a really great, great show. Why then don't you join him on Radio 220?
27 and a half minutes after that of 10 o'clock on a Brian McKenzie farewell show from Radio North Sea International. Remember this one from Mac Davis, another one which means an awful lot to me.
Girl, you're getting that look in your eyes, and it's starting to